Okay, morning. We are holding Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're about 12 lines down from the top of the page by the two dots. Just to quickly go over some relevant halacha to at the end of yesterday's daf, we had a discussion whether or not hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanacha is a mitzvah. Is it the lighting of the candle that is the mitzvah on Hanukkah, or is it the hanacha, the placement of the candle? Meaning, lighting it's not enough, it's the placement when I put it down, that is the mitzvah. And we spoke at some nafkaminas. Just by the way, this today I think is the last daf of Hanukkah. Amud Aleph discusses Hanukkah more, and Amud Beis gets almost into a little bit of short, brief agadata, and then back to just general halachas of what of the Mishnah, of what you can light with and what you cannot light with on Shabbos. So we had a machlekes of hadlakim is the mitzvah or hanacha is the mitzvah. So we spoke already in the Gemara, a nafkamina, a couple of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if a cheira shayt of a katan, if a non-bar das goes and lights the menorah, if it's the hadlaka is a mitzvah, you can't salvage that hadlaka was done by someone who's not a bar das, and therefore cannot be used for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. If, however, we hold hanacha is a mitzvah, as long as a competent adult goes and puts that nair down where it's supposed to be, then even though it was lit by cheira shayt or katan, then the person who places it is the ikar mitzvah, and therefore they can utilize that nair. The Gemara pointed out, of course, an isha is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, and certainly she's competent, she can light. And the idea we're going to actually have in the Gemara coming up in a moment that a person can be yetzah through his wife when he's away. He can actually be yetzah through his wife. So it's specifically cheir shet v'katan that's telling him whether it's hadlaka or anacha. Lamaisa, we came out that it's hadlaka, it's a mitzvah, and therefore a cheir shet v'katan's hadlaka is not going to be good. The other naf community, this is why the Gemara brought it up. One of the other base of Afghanistan is because whether or not you could use one nair to light another nair. If we say hadlaka is a mitzvah, then the lighting is the mitzvah itself. So using one nair to light another nair is using a nair to do a mitzvah with the other nair. And we learn dugmas in the base of Migdash, and therefore it's going to be okay. It's permissible. Whereas if we say hanacha is a mitzvah, then you're using a nair to light another nair, and you haven't even done the mitzvah until hanacha, then you wouldn't be able to use a nair to light another nair. That was the Taliyah, whether or not you can light an air from an air, is whether hadlaka is a mitzvah or nacha is a mitzvah. The Maisa coming out that hadlaka is a mitzvah, which should mean I can, yes, use nair aleph to light nair beis. I can use one nair to light another nair because hadlaka is a mitzvah. And that's how the Gemara clearly seems to come out. Taisus points out that even though that's the case, we didn't speak this out last night, Taisus points out that even though there's the maskana, that you could light minair lanair because hadlaka is a mitzvah, still we're noig not to utilize that leniency. We're noig not to utilize the idea of hadlaka is a mitzvah to allow lighting from nair to nair. Rather, one should use a separate candle to light all the nairs and not use one of the existing nairs to light the other nairs, at least lechatchila, that is the minig, says Taisus. Says the Rama, and yesterday Rabbi Yehuda Arye was mechavin to this with a beautiful question at the end of the daf. The Rama in Siman Tafresh Ayin Dalet brings from the Mordechai this idea, even that Taisus is saying the minig is not to ever use nail and air, but even this idea that you're allowed to use nail and air is only where? Only when you're lighting from a second nair to a third nair to a fourth nair, when you're using one of the secondary nairs to light another secondary nair, or even, let's say I'm using the secondary nair of Reuven to light the first nair of Shimon. But if you use the Iker first nair that any person lights to light a secondary nair, this was Leon's question last night, how could I do that? The first nair is my Iker Chiev, nair is Shebesa, one nair is a Chiev, that's the main Chiev, the rest is Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, right? The rest is not the Iker Chiev. If it's not the Iker Chiev, I'm using a nair of Chiev to light a nair of Hidr. I wouldn't be able to do that, says the Rama from the Mordechai, that is indeed the case. Very good, Leon, you mechavim to this Rama last night after the shir. Beautiful. Okay. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. So one last piece, actually. I mean, we're not going to focus on it. Maybe at the end of a few more time, we say this idea of Afim Hoya Baisanes. The Nashim are Mechuyev in their Chanukah because they're also part Afim Hoya Baisanes. So there's a few ideas from Taisa throughout Shas. This comes up in many different versions. In one place in Shas, Taisa says Afim Hoya Baisanes is only said by Drabanans. I mean, we're coming up in a couple weeks from now, on Pesach, the Halacha, the Nashim Mechuyev in Achilas Matzah, Mar. So we learn at different drushas, whoever's part of the Chiv of Chametz, is of Chametz part of the Mitzvah Matzah. Why don't you say it goes Afim Hoya Baisanes? So the simple answer given to Taisa is because we only say Afim Hoya Baisanes on a Durabanan. Durabanan the Gemitzvahs, we say Afim Hoya Baisanes. On Duraisas, we don't say Afim Hoya Baisanes. That's Taisa's one piece. Elsewhere, Taisa says a little bit different. Taisa says that when you have a Mitzvah Duraisa, you can still apply Afin Ayyub Esanes, but the strength of that mitzvah will still only be Drabanan. So again, you could apply Afin Ayyub Esanes to Daraisa, according to Taisus and other places, but still it's limited in its strength. The Chiv mitzvah the Isha will have via Afin Ayyub Esanes will still only be a rabbinic mitzvah, not a biblical mitzvah, and that's why we look for drushas, that just like women have mitzvah of chametz, they have mitzvah of matzah, and then there's questions, once you have that drusha, learn now Tesvav Tesvav from Pesach to Sukkot. Okay, let's leave that for now. If we have more time at the end, we'll come back to it. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rabsheshes. Achsanai, a guest. Chayiv Ner Chanukah, a guest who's at someone's house, he's mechuyev, he's staying not in his own house. We know the halacha is, this is the explanation given by Rav Hirsch Shechter, based on his Rebbe, Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, is, the Gemara's question over here was, we know the mitzvah of Chanukah is ner ishu beisai, one candle for a man u beisai. It seems to be a key component of Ner Chanukah. So this guy's a guest. The chiddush is, even though he's a guest, he's chayav Ner Chanukah. You would think that because he's a guest, he's not chayav Ner Chanukah, kamash milan, that even though he's not part of the, even though it's not his house, he's still chayev. Amar Abzera, Mirech Kavina Beirav, Mishtafina Bepriti, Padish Biza. Initially, when I was in the Beis Medrash, when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva, I would be mitzarif in the house I was staying by. They used to be Heisbachers. I'd mitzarif some money, a couple of prutas, to the house where I'm staying in, and I was Yetza, Ner Chanukah as such. Basa the Nasibi, after I got married, now that I got married, I'm not mashtatef. I'm not worried about chipping into wherever I'm a guest by because my wife is home and she lights the candles for me at home. Unbelievable. Typically, we don't find this idea of a person being yetzah mitzvah to his wife. He pointed this out right yesterday and even referenced it earlier today, right, by the last Gemara about afanoy b'sanei. Since nashim are mechuyev in the mitzvah and a person's ikachiv is on his house, when the man is away and the wife is home, the wife lights on behalf of the man. And we spoke out, I believe it's a machlekes in the between Ashkenaz and Sfarad, whether the man lights at all when he's away, or he does not, right? Or maybe it's machlekes if he makes a bracha or not, but clearly, everyone's kulam lepligi. If a man wants to be yetzah, he can be yetzah, this clear gemara over here, through his wife at home, because that's their mitzvah. Their mitzvah is on his bias and on his house, and his wife has a chiyuv, and therefore she can be yetzah. Again, we spoke yesterday from Rashi that what was afina beis neis? Why is a woman also part of the neis? So Rashi said two things. First of all, because the gezeirah was on women that every besula had to have bia with the had to have relations with the general before she got married. Number one, and number two. And number two, Yehudis was very instrumental in killing the Roman, in killing the Greek general in order to help the Chashmonaim win the war. So Rashi has two reasons why they were Ba'ayin Ace. If you look at the words of Rashi, it's actually second line for the top of Rashi. Rashi says, Hayu Ba'ayin Ace. Rashi doesn't have the word Af. Rashi says, Hayu Ba'ayin Ace, not Afim Ba'ayin Ace. The Lashon Af means they're also part of the Nace. Hayu Ba'ayin Ace almost sounds like they were the Iker. They were the Iker of Nace. Lashon were very involved, maybe even more so than the men in this Nace. And I'm just pointing it out now, because that helps to further this notion, this idea that Reb Zera was perfectly happy to be Yetz the Mitzvah via his wife. They were the Iker part of the Nes in Chanukah. They're Mechuyev just as much as the man is, and he's happy even though it's Magrama, and he's happy to be Yetz via his wife instead of being Yetz himself. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings that when a person is a guest, it's still better he likes his own air. It's better that it's on air, but if not, he could chip into the Baal Bayis and light with the Baal Bayis. That is the Mishnah Berurah's brings his preference halacha. The Maisa Rav Eshver said no. Rav Eshver argued and said, if we're saying over here that the Shaka Vataya was Achsanaya guest, you have a Havmin, it wouldn't be Chayiv. Rav Sheish is against it, it's Chayiv. But there's a Havmin, it wouldn't be Chayiv because it's not Nerish Beisai. So the Eitz of chipping and Prutas is the Chayra better Eitz. It would seem from our Gemara, the Eitz of chipping and Prutas is a better Eitz because there's a Havmin, it shouldn't be Chayiv because it's not Nerish Beisai. And the Kamash point is that yes, he's Chayiv, but what's the best way to do it? Chipping in, so he's part of this bias. He's part of the bias that he's at, and not to lie to himself. So it seems like it'll be Machlaikis Lamaisa if you go, I'm not sure if all of Beis Brisk agrees to this, but the American version of Beis Brisk seems to have held that it's better to be Mishtatif with the Baal Bayis than to light oneself, interestingly enough, whereas the Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's better for one to light by himself. Okay. Zakti Mar Vayter. Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Kol Hashemanu Kulin Yafel Ner. All oils are good for Ner Chanukah. For Ner Chanukah, not like our Mishnah, all oils are good for Ner Chanukah. Remember, our Mishnah was worried about on Shabbos about neighbors that don't light properly. They flicker. They may come to be shemayata. You're going to tilt the oil. You may come, if it smells bad, you may leave the room. Or we had one shot from the Rivan. If the light goes out, you're not going to have shalom bayis. Apparently, when it comes to Chanukah, we're not so makbid. Kol shmeinim kulin yafel ner v'shemen zayis ben amuflur. All oils are good for Ner Chanukah, but shemen zayis, which is what we use, shemen zayis, pure olive oil, is ben amuflur. That's the best. Initially, Mar again, we had just said from Abaya yesterday, we quoted also Mar was his Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Chameini, also Rabbi Baruch Chameini raised Abaya. So Mar, Rabbi Baruch Chameini used to be Mahadir, used to look for sesame oil. Amar, and the Gemara explains why. Because Rabbi would say this oil, sesame oil, it keeps the light. It keeps the light longer than other oils. It lasts longer. Once you hear the member of Shimon Levi, Mahada Mishka Desaisa, he went looking for olive oil. Why? Because the type of light that's produced from olive oil is a clearer, it's a brighter light, and therefore that is more chashiv than even the shemen shemshemi. Tosfos points out that he used to go for shem, that Meresh, Rabbi used to go for shem shemshemi. Tosfos says dafka talking about nerchanik. By nerchanik we had this debate whether it's better that lasts longer or. Ultimately, he said, no, it's better that it's clear, and he switched to the Ner of Shemen Zayis. But when it comes to Shabbos, where it's Pashit, that again, the whole concern is Shemiyata, that the more the oil is Nimshach after the wick, the more the oil is drawn into the wick, and it lights by itself, there's no concern of Shemiyata, the better it is. So Shemen Zayis for sure has that best, that characteristic, that the oil is Nimshach after the wick, and therefore when it comes to Shabbos, the Nev would have been a Havamina to go to Shemen Shemshemi, even though it's longer, rather go to Shemen Zayis, Shemen of Olive, which is Nimshach after the wick, and there'll be less of a concern of Shemiyata. All oils are good in the making of ink. But the most choice oil is for making of ink is the Shemen Zayis olive oil. What are we talking about? Which stage of making the ink? The gabel el ashen. You're talking about kneading, when you're kneading the ink together. Remember we had a couple of blah back that you mixing the ingredients is called kneading by ink. Or does it mean to smoke up the kli when you make the ink? Tashemad, the Tanya of Shmuel by Zutri. All oils are good for ink. V'shem Zayis ben mufcher. V'shem Zayis is the best, the most choicest oil for ink. This is just practical advice. And when is that? Bein legabel, bein lashin. And that's both parts of the process. When you're kneading the components together, ingredients, and when you're smoking the glass to make the ink inside it, both those cases, in both those stages, the best the oil to use is the olive oil. He said a little bit differently. All ashanim, all oils that create smoke are good for diyai, but the most choice one is Shemen Zayis. So he's agreeing the most choice one is Shemen Zayis, but he's adding another stage in between that any oils that produce smoke are also good for the making of ink. Amar Avuna, kol srafim yafla diyai, all srafim they teach as all types of gums, either or teach as like sap, all saps of trees are good for diyai. Usraf kataf yaf mikulan, and the Sraf kataf, not sure exactly what that is the best of all the different saps. That's the best one again for the ink. Amar b'chibrashi amarav. Hamadli nechanika tzerch levarach. A person who's lighting nechanika has to make a bracha. We know how many brachas do we make the first night of Chanukah. First night of Chanukah, we make three brachas, right? We make Ladin Shechanika, Sheasanisim, and Shechyanu. The rest of Chanukah, we make two brachas. So let's see what the basis in the Gemara is. Hamad Nechanika Tzarech Levarach, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Haray Nechanika Tzarech Levarach, Bichadish. One who sees Nechanika, one's walking down the street, and he sees Nechanika, he has a chiev, he has a mitzvah to make a bracha on the Nechanika. Amar Vhuda, Yermishayim, the first day, Haray Mevarach Shtayim, Umadak Mevarach Sholish. The first day, one who sees Nechanika makes two brachas, one who actually lights Ner Chanukah himself makes three brachas. Mekam ve'elach, going forward from day two and on, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, we know the Madlik loses the bracha of Zman, the Merzin, the spell out for us in a second, the bracha of Shechianu, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, Verim Mevarach Achas, and the Verim is Mevarach only one bracha. My Memayat, which bracha do you leave out on the subsequent nights? Which bracha do you take out? Memayat Zman, the bracha of Shechianu. In fact, Gemara, Venimit Neis, why only getting rid of the bracha of Zman, you should also leave out the bracha of Shasni Sma Veseinu. You should only make the bracha the first night. The Mer says, no. Nes Kol Yom Isi. The Nes happen each of the 8 days. Whenever you reach a time-related mitzvah, so the bracha of Zman you make. But once you reached it, you made the bracha. Whereas the bracha of Nes, that happened all 8 days, was a Nes, and therefore that bracha you continue to make even throughout the rest of Chanukah, even when there is, sorry, even after the first night. So again, so the person who's lighting his Ner himself, he makes the Hadak Ner, he makes Shasanisim, and he makes Shechianu. The one who's Raya, so the first night he makes Shasanisim and Shechianu. After that, he only makes Shasanisim, he no longer makes Shechianu, and he never makes the Hadak Ner, because he's not lighting the Ner, therefore he only makes the bracha of Shasanisim Avaseinu. My Mevarech, what's the bracha that he makes? Mevarech Shechisham says Tzvanu, the Hadak Ner Shechanukah, the Hadak Ner Shechanukah. This was the last Raya we brought yesterday, that the mitzvah is Hadlaka is a mitzvah, not Anacha, because the bracha is the Hadak Ner Shechanukah. So we see the Hadlaka is the mitzvah, not the Anacha. Frektimar Vhechim Tzivanu. Asher Kiddisham Mitzvah Vitzivanu. Where's the Vitzivanu? And that's an interesting question. This could be asked on any mitzvah Rabbanan. The Gemara is bothered. Where is there a Vitzivanu? It's a mitzvah Rabbanan. Vitzivanu is mashma, is talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. It's a Vitzivanu. Where do you find Vitzivanu? And again, this is a general question that could be asked on all the Rabbanans. Says Gemara, and the answer is the same answer could be the same answer could be applied. Rav Ivya Amar Meleisaser. The answer is from Leisaser. The Torah says the Pasuk Chumash says Leisaser from whatever you're told. Yemin Ismail, right? So we learn from there that the mitzvah to listen to the Divrei Chachamim, and there's an Isser Lav to turn away from that which the Chachamim teach us, to turn right or left away from that which the Chachamim teach us. So from Leisaser we learn out there's an Isser. Now again, this is a famous question. Why isn't every Drabban automatically Deraisa? If you're telling me, Asher Kisham Zayz V'Tzivanu, could be a commandment from Hashem, because of Leisaser, which is Deraisa, which tells us to listen to Drabbanon, so every Drabban should be Deraisa. So the truth is, someone is saying, Chami, there is a level of Deraisa in every Drabban. It's a Deraisa of Leisaser. It's not a Deraisa of that mitzvah that they're making, it's a Deraisa of Leisaser. But then the question is, okay, so if there's Deraisa in every Drabban, so why on earth do we say Safik Drabban Lakula and Safik Deraisa Lachumra? Every Drabban is a Deraisa, should be Safik Deraisa, Safik Drabban is a Safik Deraisa, should be Lachumra. On that, the simple answer is the Rabbanon, when they made their Gezeris, they said, leave it at a level of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, of course, they were Samech the Dinim on this power of the Sasser of the Torah, but they said, let's make a distinction between the level of our Rabbanons and Stamma Daraisa. And by the Rabbanon, we say Safik Rabbanon Lekula, and Daraisa remains Safik Daraisa Lechumra. But again, the general idea is that the source of Vitzivanu is based on the words of the Sasser, and if we have a biblical source, says the Gemara Vayta, and then we'll point out another question on this. Ramechema Amar, Shal Yavicha V'Yadecha Zikenech V'Yamilach. He has a different pasuk. Ask your fathers, and I'll tell you, Zikenech V'Yamilach. So we see there's a source to listening to the Zikenim again, Menatera. So Bishlam is the second source, Ramechema source. That's a positive source. Zikenech V'Yamilach. And you learn out Achiev to make Achiev Asay, Achiev Mitzvah Asay, to listen to Rabbanon, and therefore, hence we make a bracha. But if you go with the source of Rav Ivya, which is Leisaser is a lav. Find me one other lav in the Torah that we make a bracha on. All of our brachas are Shekhi Shem Besides Mitzvanu to do this. All our positive commandments. There are says on a positive commandment, shake lulav, take shafer, whatever the bracha is, eat matzah, right? Whatever the eat marer, whatever the beer chametz, whatever the, it's a positive action that we make a bracha on deraisas. Granted, you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon has a basis in Leisaser, but deraisa, but Leisaser is a lav. Since when do we make a bracha on a lav? The Achrenim asked the question, two answers at least, I've seen were given. The Reim Horovitz in the back of the Gemara, he says, Enechanami, Leisaser taka lav, but the Rabbanon created a positive mitzvah. The Rabbanon using the Torah, Leon apparently thought of that right away, very good. The Rabbanon apparently felt the Rabbanon have a power to make an Isser based on Leisaser. Once they have that power, if the Rabbanon made a positive commandment, you can make a bracha on the positive action of what? On the positive action of Ner Chanukah, because through the power of Leisaser, which is biblical. That is the Reim Horovitz's answer. Teret Mima says, nice kishmak achap. Teret Mima says, second day in a row, we're quoting from Teret Mima, he says that the Pasuk, al pi ha-teira she-re-ucha, v'al-mishpera she-yermil chatasa, Leisaser mar-davar, she-gil ha-yim nesmol. So you write the end of the Pasuk, and we quote it, Leisaser, don't turn away from the davar that I told you, yim nesmol. But the early part of the Pasuk is, asha-yermil chatasa, that which they tell you to do. So this is clearly a positive lashon, a positive commandment. That which they tell you to do is a positive commandment, and therefore the only issue is we're just quoting Leisaser. We're taking out the words of the pasuk, the lav, which the pasuk is famous for. Essentially, Tzadik is answering that there's not just a lav there. There's also an assay of listening to our button, and we're focused more on that say. Even though Agamar quotes the lav portion, we're focused on that say. That is the Tzadik Mima's chap to answer how we have it, how we're deriving a Asher Kishem Mitzayis Vitzivanu, a bracha on a lav. It's really an assay. Must Rav Amram. So Rav Amram asked a question now. You tell me Asher Kishem Mitzayis Vitzivanu is on brachas that the Rabbanu make, they have a din like a deraisa. Okay, so let's see the following Mishnah. Hadamai, ma'arvimbai. With demai, we know what's demai. Demai is, if you take payers for the amaretz, rave, the trumas they take, amratzim, rave amratzim, we'll see later, it'll be very relevant, that rave also take meiser. But doesn't mean that they don't take meiser. And therefore, the Rachamim gave it a status of demai that you have to take, if you buy from the amaretz, you have to take meiser again. So demai, ma'arvimbai, you can make an erev with demai, you can still make an erev with it. Mishatvimbai, you can make sheet of mavayas. Erev is for chatzir. Shtufim avayis, a partnership avayis, is partnering up different mavayis. Mavayis are areas that chatzers lead into mavayis. Umavarechin alev is mazamna lev. You can make a bracha maitzi on it, and you can make a benching on it with a zimun. And a person can separate the ma'aser even when he's undressed and even manish mashas. Remind ourselves, we had in brachas that a person who's undressed, it's more elsewhere as well, but a person who's undressed is not allowed to take chumas and ma'asers normally. He's not allowed to take chumas and ma'asers in a usual sense, except for Anisha can. Anisha can take challah when she's undressed. Why? Because if she's sitting on the ground, we spoke out that her erva, when she sits on the ground, she could push herself into the ground and her erva is fully covered. A man, even when he's sitting on the ground, his erva is exposed, not covered, and therefore he shouldn't be being mafresh, certainly can't make a bracha, he shouldn't be mafresh. By demai, since the whole thing is a chumra d'rabbanon, we're saying he's allowed to take trumas, he's allowed to take the meiser, separate it while he's undressed, and also banish mashas. Normally you don't take banish mashas because you're not supposed to fix things on Shabbos, and banish mashas also, therefore close to Shabbos, you shouldn't be fixing things, you shouldn't be taking maestros, but demai, which me'ikar adin is pashas is good anyway. It's a chumra d'rabbanan. Therefore, you can do a banish mashas. Now, the amid chumra d'rabbanan by bracha. But if you tell me anything d'rabbanan needs a bracha, hachikai arim hechim mevarich vabin neshvay mechanech kadosh v'leka. Back to the question, we spoke out that the reason why only a woman could take challah when she's undressed and a man can't is because a woman can make a bracha because she's covered her erva. The man's erva is not covered, then he can't make a bracha. Over here by demai, you're telling me it's exer d'rabbanan and rabbanans require brachas. If rabbanans require brachas, why is it okay for him to take the demai when he's undressed? L'chayra, he has to make a bracha. That's the assumption. Just like Ashek Shem Zetz Vanu applies by Chanukah, it's applied by demai. And if the bracha applies, how is he able to make a bracha when he's undressed? You have to be holding your machana. You can't make brachas when you're not properly clothed. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, the margin of two answers. Amar Abaye, vada devreim boy bracha, suffik devreim lay bracha. Kshmak answer, very simple. When there are bottom made a mitzvah, a vaday mitzvah, that needs a bracha. Chanukah is a vaday mitzvah. 8 nights a year, we light Chanukah lech. Right? Any other drabbanans that are vadays, one has to make a bracha. The whole din of demai is a suffik. You're right, it's drabbanan. But the rabbanan themselves said, do it out suffik. When the rabbanan give you a mitzvah mitam suffik, a zah mitzvah doesn't get a bracha. Frektimar, what are you talking about? We do this all the time. In Chutzlarts, we keep 2 days Yomtiv, and we make brachas on the second day Yomtiv. Va Yomtiv Sheni, the Suffolk Devreim, who, Abaye Bracha, Yomtiv Sheni is a Suffolk, Elster Abundant, Sveka Diema, and still we make brachas. So there weren't really a Sepash to answer, and we've touched on this before. Shavuos took a ride to this. We know that once they made the Gezera, even though it's no longer a Suffolk, we still keep 2 days. We have a calendar today. We still keep 2 days. And that could be the biggest indication, and maybe it was steeped in Suffolk. The initial Gezera was based on Suffolk, but Lamaisa, since we keep that Gzera, even after the Suffolk no longer exists, I could have heard that could be a simple answer why make a bracha there, because and that's why they always make Shavuos as the Raya, because Shavuos, you don't have to go based on the calendar. Shavuos, you go based on 50 days from Pesach. By the time Shavuos comes around, you know when Pesach was. Pesach was 2 weeks into the month. You certainly know when Pesach was by the time Shavuos comes around, and therefore Shavuos was always the Raya that the 2 day Yom Tov is Stama Gzera, the Rabbanan. Maybe it was based initially on Suffolk, but once it was Nigzer, it's Nigzer even the case where you know. So maybe that's why it gets a bracha. The Gemara does not answer my answer. Says the Gemara, over there, the Rabbanan did it on purpose. You know why? If you wouldn't make brachas second yantif, it's unbelievable, the chachma of the Rabbanan. If you wouldn't make brachas on the second yantif, as it is, second yantif is always, it's Rabbanan, it's a little more lax. If you, the halachas are actually a little more lax on the second yantif, Rabbanan. Very seldom, but Amir Lakhams, double Rabbanans, a little more lean on the second yantif. If you wouldn't even make brachas, you wouldn't make brachas of yantif, of matzah, of Marr, the Haggadah, Kiddush, you wouldn't make your regular activities of Yom Tov on the second day of Yom Tov, then it would be complete zilzal. People would not treat it like a real Yom Tov. So in order to establish the Yom Tov properly, over there they say you make brachas. So the Gemara is going back to klal. Abaye's klal is, when it's a suffik d'rabbanan, we do not make brachas. Like, that's why by demai, no bracha. When it's a valid d'rabbanan, you make brachas. I, Yom Tov Sheni, which is suffik, over there you make brachas because the Yom Tov Sheni needed that strength, otherwise there'll be a zilzal. Rav Amar, Rav, this is a different answer, we referenced this before. Rav Amaratzim, Maaser name. Rav Amaratzim, take Maaser. Meaning this drabbanon of demai is weaker. It's not just because of suffik. Maybe on a suffik drabbanon you make brachas, but there's even weaker than a suffik. This is a drabbanon where, I mean, go through the list we just said. You're allowed to make mevayish. You're allowed to make erev chatzeres shufi mevayish. You could ultimately bench on it with a zeman. Meaning, by the way, just to be clear, when we say allowed to bench on it, it doesn't mean the chatchili should be eating it without taking maaser off it. It means if you ate, you could bench, or if you made a bracha maaser, you can eat. You don't have to say, "Oh, I didn't take maaser and I made a bracha, I can't eat." You're allowed to eat, meaning because it is a drabbanan, which we said Rav Amaratzim himself take maaser. If it's a real suffik, it's a, we'll call it a weaker suffik, it's a real chumra, maybe it's a better word, and therefore by demai, you don't make a bracha. By all the drabbanans, whether they're vader, even when they're suffik, Rav would say you do make a bracha. Demai is that we'll call a weaker suffik. It's actually a lumda shayla from the Asvazan Deraiser, Beis Engel. He has a shayla whether or not someone who ate demai and then found out afterwards that it was the Amaretz Taka took maisers from it. So at the time he ate it, he ate something that the Rabbanan said you shouldn't eat without taking maiser. And he found that afterwards, let's assume it wasn't by mistake. Let's assume he was pishaya. He was negligent. And then afterwards he finds out that the Amaretz that he bought it from indeed took Meiser. So the shayla was he over in Issa D'Rabbanan or not? This is the Aspen de Reisa clears the shayla. Was he over in Issa D'Rabbanan or not? Meaning, b'machshava, when he ate it, he thought he was eating something that's demai. He was not being makfid d'Rabbanan. For sure he was over machshava. We know there's a concept of a woman makes a neder and the husband's made for the neder. And then she's over the neder, not knowing, unbeknownst to her, the husband absolved her from the neder. The halacha is, the pasuk says over there, Hashem yislach la. She's not chayav a carving over the neder, because there was no neder. The husband abolished the neder, but to her knowledge, the neder still existed, and yet she was still over. So Hashem yislach la, it still warrants a kapara. She was over in a machshava. In her mind, she was over in avera, and there's an idea that a person needs a kapara for a machshava of avera, a machshava in the mind of avera. Says Rabbi Spangle, of course that you have avera too. If this fellow ate the mai, not knowing if it was tithed or not, and he just ate the mai as is, he was over the Rabbanim eating the mai, that he was over the machshava. But he's asking a deeper question, he's asking a lumdish question. When the Rabbanim were gazer on the mai, did they put an iser on it? So right now, until it is tithed, or until you are mevarer, that the Amaretz took Meiser off it, it is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And if he ate it, even if it's Seif Milsa, even if it's the Glei Milsa later on, it comes revealed at the Amaris Taka took Meiser, he still was Iver Nisr, because at the time he ate a shtick Issa D'Rabbanan, or no, the Rabbanan only said to do it as a Chumra. It's a Chumra because there's a concern that maybe Meiser wasn't taken. But once it's revealed that Meiser was indeed taken, it never was Issa D'Rabbanan in the first place. It's really, so Reis Mengel's question, our Gemara will be a shtickle of beautiful Raya to this idea from Rava. This fact that I was saying you don't make a bracha, because it's really more of a Chumra on something. Normally make a bracha, but this suffix is even more lenient, so to speak. It's less chumr, it's more of a chumra. It's less of a gezeira d'rabbanan than other sveikas. Maybe that'll be a riot to Reis Mengel's sad that if he finds it afterwards, it was taken meiser, he wasn't over an iser d'rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't make it a shtick iser, they just made a chumr that you should be careful as if it's aser, but not that it's mamish an iser, and therefore if meiser was indeed taken, he wouldn't have been over l'mafreya. And that means, again, obviously just for tshuva. What type of tshuva does that have to do? Tshuva that he's over an Issa D'Rabbanan, or tshuva that he just didn't listen to the Rabbanan properly, but he wasn't over an actual Issa D'Rabbanan. Lam d'shashayla from Meis Vengel, our Gemara L'Chair would bring a nice proof to at least the power of such a shayla. Amar Rav Huna. If you have a chatzar that has a courtyard that has two doors, machleik is Rashi, that's what this means. Rashi understands this to mean you have a house, and the house has two openings into the chatzar. It's two separate openings from the house into the courtyard itself. So the concern over here is going to be, if he lights from one doorway, people are going to think, when they see the other doorway with that chanukah lech, remember, they used to light outside the doorway, they're going to think, oh, this guy didn't like chanukah lech. It's going to be, people are going to wrongly assume this guy didn't like chanukah lech. And we know this idea that a person is not supposed to have chshad, people being chayshidim, you're not supposed to have chshad that people are suspecting him of doing wrong. So the Gemara is actually going to bring a raya where we say, since when, I don't even know for sure, we're worried about chshad, we'll get there soon. But the case again, according to Rashi, is he has a door. He has a house that has two doorways to open into the courtyard. Tosfos argues, and it could be there's a much more fundamental machlokes here, about where to light the chanukah lech. Tosfos says, no. They used to light the candles outside of the courtyard, not the entrance to their house. They'd go to the entrance to the courtyard and light us at the entrance of the courtyard. Tosfos says we're talking about a case where the courtyard has two entrances. So again, Rashi says we're talking about a case where the house has two entrances into the courtyard. Tosfos says the case where the courtyard has two entrances. Otherwise, the rest of the Gemara is the same. Says the Gemara, Chatzos Yeshesh Nashnei Psachim, Tzuchas Shnei Neiros requires two Neiros. One for each doorway. Amar Rava, Le'amar El Mishnei Ruchas. So Rava says only when the doorways are not on the same line, they're not on the same side. Amar Ruchachas, if the doorways, whether it's doorways like Rashi to the house, or like Tais, the doorways to the Chatzar, if they're both on a line right next to each other on the same side, one will see a light outside this doorway, and therefore, you don't have to be concerned, Leitzarech, and you don't need to be worried about a person making a mistake thinking there's no Chanukah lech, he's going to chop that there is a Chanukah lech over here. My Taima, says Mar, I don't understand. What is the concern in Bechlau? If the reason is because of chshad, someone's going to be suspicious that the person is not lighting chanukah lech. Chshad deman. Who's chshad we worried about? Even chshad alma. If you're worried about chshad of the veld outside who's not familiar with this neighborhood, if we're talking about the veld, people are passing by or not part of this neighborhood. So even if they see two doorways, two entrances to the house, according to Rashi, or according to Tosfos, two entrances to the chatzar, on the same line, how do they know it leads to one house? Maybe those two doorways are leading to a split house. A two-family house, a split chatzar. How do they know these to one house? Meaning, if the concern is outsiders, then no matter what, every doorway, every entrance should require a separate chanukah lech. And elamai, a few brachas nami lebay. Ich shad min masa elamai the chashad for the local people. The local people certainly know how many dwellers are in this house, even if there's two separate entrances to the house, then the local people know there's one person living here. So if he didn't land on this side, he landed on that side. So who is our concern for? If it's for the outside people in the veld, the people who aren't familiar with the neighborhood, then you should always need a nair. Even if the two entrances are on the same strip, on the same line, you should need a nair by both entrances because they have no clue how many people live here. And Elamai, the chashad was for people who live locally, the local neighbors who know who lives there, so they know there's two entrances, and just because they don't see a lech by one, why would they be concerned? They'll know he's probably lying by the other one. Says Gemara, no. We're concerned about the local people. The people who know how many, the people who live locally, and they know how many dwellers are in this house. They know it's a one family house. And still, unbelievable. They're going to pass by one side of the house, not the other side of the house, and one side of the chatzar, not the other side of the chatzar. They're going to see the side that they passed by did not have chanuk lecht, and they're not going to be down the kafskos and say, oh, must be chanuk lecht on the other side. They're going to be concerned. They're going to say, just like he didn't lie on this side, he didn't lie on the other side. This person didn't like chanuk lecht at all. It's going to lead to a suspicion that he didn't like chanuk lecht, and therefore to quell that notion, that suspicion, they didn't like chanuk lecht. Rav Huna says you have to light on both sides by both entrances for the locals who know you're only one family. You still have to light on both sides to take care of any chashad. Says the Gemara, I'm not telling the chashin chashad. Where do we know that? Since when are we chashis for chashad? Since when are we chashis for chashad? You can find a dozen cases in Shas that were chashis for chashad. We're worried about chashad, about people being suspicious for the wrong things. We had in the beginning of brachas. We had not so long ago, about six to eight weeks ago. We had, and actually a little more, it was right towards the beginning of brachas. So about 2.5 months ago, we had that a person going into a ruin. When a person goes into a ruin, right, there could be three concerns. One of the concerns are that chashad, that maybe he's doing his nus. So a person should not go into a ruin by himself unless he goes to other people in order to eliminate the chashad of his nus. We have the concept of chashad all over the place. Why all of a sudden Gemara ask over here, umanat tamid the chashin the chashad? Let's see the raya and then we'll explain the answer. Umanat tamid the chashin the chashad. Where do we see the word of chashad? The Tanya, interesting halacha in a brisa and peya. Amar b'shemim b'shvil arba dvarim amar tayra lanich peya b'seif sedeo. For four reasons, the Torah says leave peya at the end of the field. You know what? I'm going to say the answer now. Sorry, I'm going to say the answer now. The answer is very simple. That when do we find chashad on a lack of maisa? All over Shas, we find chashad by a maisa. The guy's walking into a ruin, and we're scared that maybe people are going to say he's doing znus. He's doing X, and we're scared people are going to say maybe he's doing Y. That's chashad, normally. Where do we find chashad by a imaisa, by a lack of action? He's passive, and people are going to say, oh, he didn't do the mitzvah. Since when do we find chashad by a lack of action? Answers the Gemara, proof from Peah. Says the Gemara, Amar Shimon, Bishvil Arba Dvarim, for four reasons, Amar Tera Lanech Peah B'Seif Sedeo. The Torah says a person leaves Peah at the corner of the field, and it's more than just the corner, the end. It's the end of when he harvests his field. That's when he should leave the peah. For four reasons. Why? Number one, make gezalniyim, because of stealing from the poor. Gemara's explain them all. Number two, make bitalniyim, because it's going to cause the aniyim. If you don't do such, the aniyim are going to be mevatel, they waste their time. Umnei chshad, because of suspicion. Umnei batachala, because of the lav and the terror of finishing off the field. The Gemara is going to explain each concern. Umnei gezalniyim, what does it mean gezalniyim? The guy's going to have a relative who's an ani, who he wants to channel the payah to. He's not allowed to do that. He's supposed to leave the payah to all aniyim. If you allow him to take pay at any point of the harvesting of his field, at any point, not just the last end, the last corner, so he's going to wait for a time where there's no anim around, and he's able to call his ani relative to come and chop the peah. And therefore, we say that that he should take at the end in order they shouldn't have nepotism with his family. Here is peah, this is peah, and then his crave ani can go chop it. That is to eliminate that issue. So he does it at the end when everyone has equal warning. In order not to mevatel zman of the niyam, is very similar. So aniyam yesh v'mishamim achshav v'nech babayis. They're going to be sitting and waiting to see when the babayis is going to leave the peah. So if they have to wait throughout the whole harvesting process, they're going to be wasting their time waiting to when he leaves the peah. But if we know it's at the end of the harvesting, they could keep track of where he's at in his field when he's getting close to the end, and dafka then they'll come by to chop the peah. What does it mean? People can walk by and say, "Ah, this guy is not leaving peah. Kerr should be the one who doesn't leave peah in the field. This guy, in reality, is leaving peah, but they don't know because they don't see when he left the peah, at which stage he left the peah, and therefore they're going to accuse him of not leaving peah. So therefore, when he leaves at the end, everyone knows at the end is the normal time to leave peah. So if they don't see him leaving peah earlier, they'll know it's because he's doing it at the very end. And lastly, that's the lashon of pasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk is, you shouldn't finish off the field. So by leaving at the end, you accomplish the Lashon HaPasuk of Bat Techala. Affecting our Atu Kulam Shem Bat Techala Nu. That's the reason for all of them, really, is based on Bat Techala. Why is that considered a separate reason? That's the idea of all of them. You shouldn't finish the field. Rav Neimar Ramayim. The reason is because of the Ramayim. The Ramayim, that they're going to claim falsely. People are going to walk around and see the guy harvesting the end of his field, and they're going to say to him, why aren't you leaving Peah? And he's going to claim, no, I left Peah already. The Pasuk says Bat Techala. Don't leave off at the end of the field. We can tell the Ramayim, No. You are not supposed to leave Peah earlier. We don't believe you did it. Wednesday could have to do it at the end of the field. So there are, for the Ramam as well, we'll be able to demand for them to leave Peah through Baal Techala. What do we see? We see from the Nechshad, we see that there's a suspicion that people are going to say this guy didn't leave Peah. That's a riot to a case where a person is not doing an action, and still there's a chshad, right? The person, if he doesn't leave Peah at the end of the field, there's going to be a chshad that people are going to say he didn't leave Peah. So we find that not just when a person does a positive action, like going into a ruin or doing something where people are going to be chashad, even when a person's refraining from something, people are going to say, oh, he's not doing the mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah. So just like by Peah we have the chshash, so too by Chanukah we have the chshash, and the raya was to a chshash even by an action. A couple more minutes, like tomorrow, Amar Vitzel, Vidifa, Amar Avuna, Ner Shesh Lepishne Piyas, a lamp that has two different sides, two openings. Key point, the openings, we'll see in a moment. Two openings, so there's a wick coming out of two sides. What's the halacha? El shnei be'adam. It could be used for shnei be'adam, it could be used for two people. The freshman discussed what this means. Either it could be two people from the same house, and you're being yetzim mitzvah min ha-mufchar, ish ner ishu be'isai, you're being yetzim min ha-mahadrin, but that each person's lighting separately, so it could be used, let's say, for two separate people. Let's say the first night, two separate people can light it. Or some want to say it's talking about two different households. Let's say if two households that are from the same chutzner, and we're going up Taisus, Lashita, so beautiful, that you can light outside the chutzner, you can light outside the house. So if you light outside the chutzner, two people from the same chutzner could be Yetza with the same bowl, with two licks coming out. That fits beautiful with Taisus said before, that you light outside the chutzner, not right outside the house. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava takes a step further. Mila Karashema Vekifa Pasilas. What if you filled up a bowl with oil and you put wicks all around it? The halacha is Kafala Kli Isla Kam Biadam. If you put a kli over it, making a separation between each wick, you can use each wick could be for a different person as long as there's a kli separating each wick. However, Lay Kafala Kli, Asakam Madura, if you don't put a kli separating the wicks, it becomes like one large fire, right? It becomes like a torch, a big large fire. And Vafilu Echa Namila. The Ner Chanukah has to be a Ner, not a torch. And therefore you not only can you use it for multiple people, you can't even use it for one person. Mishnah Berurah points out when we talk about Kafala Kli means before you light, which fits very well what we said before, had luck is a mitzvah. You have to cover the nairs and separate them before you light, and then each wick could be a separate nair and could be of many people, and then it works. If you cover it according to Mishnah Berurah afterwards, the chair would be problematic because it already had a din of this, once it was lit, already had a din of Madura, and it's not considered good even for one person. Amrava. Pshitali, Nair Beisai, Nair Chanuk. Here we get to do a famous Gemaras. About what takes precedence. Ner Beisav Ner Chanukah. If a person Nebuch only has enough money for either Ner Chanukah, that's what he's going to put outside his house or by the window, or a Ner for the house itself for Shabbos. Ner Beisav Mishum Shalom Bayis. Ner Beisav, which is the Shalom Bayis purposes, takes precedence. It goes first. Ner Beisav Kedishayim. What if he has a Shaila on Shabbos? Forget about Chanukah for a second. A Shaila of enough money for Ner Beisav, the Ner of Shabbos or Kiddush Yayim, what goes first? Ner Beisav Adam Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Beisav, because the Ner leads to Shalom Bayis, makes everyone be able to see better, and the Shalom Bayis from it, therefore the Ner takes precedence over Kiddush. Big question, the Ner of Shabbos is Pashas Rabbinic. The, it's Kavod Shabbos, Enik Shabbos, but Pashas Rabbinic. The Kiddush Hayayim is Daraisa. So, why is Ner of Darabanan superseding the Daraisa Kiddush? Answer is simple, Pashas Kiddush Ala Kais is Dirabanan. Kiddush is Deraisa. But Kiddush Al-Kais is Dirabanan. So it's two Dirabanans, Ner and Kiddush. Aish Dirabanans, and therefore, Kiddush Al-Kais, and therefore, the Ner is other because Ner is Shalom Bayis. Before we even go further, we just said that the Ner of Bayis comes before Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. I heard over from the Chafetz Chaim, I forget if it's the Chafetz Chaim himself, or this Rebbe, there was a story, we know there's a Ikkos Mam, we touched on it already the other day, of lighting Ner Chanukah, lighting it right after Shkia. We spoke of from Aaron Kuller that he has a Shazman, if you light like 12, 15 minutes after Shkia, and you have enough Ner, enough wick in it, Mishetechshach, we say, or Mishetechshachachama, is from right when Shkia happens, you don't wait till Tzeis. That's how he learned. So there's Ikkos Mat light. Anyway, and the story goes that the Chafetz Chaim or his Rebbe was waiting to light Chanukah Lecht, waiting till his wife was ready. And one of the Talmidim saw and said, I understand, you're waiting towards a later Zman. You're losing the Ikkos Mat of Chanukah Lecht by waiting for your wife. Your Yaitzah, she's Yaitzah when you light. She's Yaitzah with you. Light at the Ikkos Mat. What are you waiting for? And he said, from this Gemara, beautiful, he says, Ner Beisai is adif, and I only have money for one, it takes precedence over Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Shalom Bayis is more important. If I'm Yetz Ner Chanukah, and I could be Yetz Shalom Bayis, better that I wait for my wife and I'm Yetz Shalom Bayis, than I'm Yetz Ner Chanukah without the Shalom Bayis. I think it's a beautiful story from based on our Gemara. But a Rava Ner Chanukah Kiddush Yom. So now we have a Shaila. We know that Ner Shabbos goes before Chanukah, Ner Shabbos goes before Kiddush. What about Kiddush and Chanukah? Ner Chanukah Kiddush Yom. Mahu, what takes precedence? Kiddush Hayom, Adif, the Tadit. Kiddush Hayom go first, because Kiddush Hayom is Tadit every Shabbos. It's 52 weeks a year. Ay, Dilma Ner Chanukah, Adif, why? Mishab Pesum Nisa, Al Pesum Nisa, answers the Gemara. Yes, Pasu Debay Hadda Parshtay, Ner Chanukah, Adif, Mishab Pesum Nisa. Since Ner Chanukah is Pesum Nisa, the Pesum Nisa of Ner Chanukah takes precedence over the Kiddush, and therefore you spend the money on Ner Chanukah over Kiddush Hayom. Says Taisus, beautiful Taisus, Tap Taisus, that when you have Shabbos, Chanukah, Rish Chaydish, right? Every year, Chanukah comes out, there's one day of Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh. Not every year is it Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, one of the two cases a year that we take out, three Sifrei Torah. You have Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh, and you have Chanukah. So what goes first? Says Taisvis. Well, first of all, let's go backwards. Which Haftarah do you lean? From Haftarah. Says Taisvis, you lean Haftarah of Chanukah. Why? I Shabbos is more Tadir, and Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, our Gemara. Because Pesumin Isa Adif, that tells me the Haftarah should be from Ner Chanukah. That's one reason Taisvis brings. Taisvis brings actually a second reason. You know why also the Haftarah should be Chanukah? Because what's the last thing that we leaned? You go Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah. The Haftarah is supposed to be Me'ain, the Maftir, the last Aliyah, and therefore, the Haftarah is going to be Chanukah. Asked Taisvis a question on himself, but why, based on this Lamdas, if Chanukah is Adif because Pesum and East like Agamara, so why indeed is Rosh Chodesh leaned before Chanukah? You're leaning Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah. You should lean Shabbos, let's say, Chanukah, then Rosh Chodesh. Why is Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? So one Taisa brings from the Rashba, Hagufa, because we want the Maftir, the Haftarah that you linked to be Chanukah, whatever you lay last, that'll be the Haftarah, so it's better for Chanukah to go second in or last in order to be the topic of the Haftarah. So it so to speak, serves the Chanukah's interest to be last. Anyway, Taisa brings from the Rashba, not the regular Rashba, I believe. Taisa brings from the Rashba. But then Taisa says, before that, a beautiful Svarah, a beautiful Chap. Big Yisayid. When we have a choice between, let's say, Kiddush or Chanukah Lecht, unfortunately, a person has enough money for one, not the other, so we have a Shaila, Pesumin Isa, a Tadir, Pesumin Isa beats Tadir. But when I could do both, Tadir still wins. Interesting Chab. When I could do both, Tadir goes first. When I can't do both, when I have a choice, then my choice, I choose the Pesumin Isa. So when I have a choice, I don't have enough money for both, I have enough money for Chanukah Lecht or for Kiddush, I do Chanukah Lecht, not Kiddush, because of Pesumin Isa. But when I could do both, I'm laning both Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, of course Rosh Chodesh goes first, because that is the Tadir still wins, Tadir goes first. Very interesting Svara from Taisus. Okay, so I'm going to write a few more lines, because we get to the little Agadza that I referenced before. Amar Funa, Harugel Bener, one is Rugel Bener, he's careful in Neris, this means Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. He's zeichet to have children that are talmidei chachamim. It's a merit to have talmidei chachamim. No such thing. Rabbi Kanaway, I learned this gemara, a similar gemara with him a while back. He said, I think he brought from the Chaznish. The other thing is a guarantee. There's no guarantees. But the point is, it's a schus, it's a skula to have banim. Hazar mezuzah, one who's careful mezuzah, zeich ledir na. It's a schus to have a dir na. We chanted, we had a brachas. Dir na is machiv and das shadam, helps him learn better, helps him do Torah mitzvahs better. Hazar betzitzis, one who's zar and tzitzis, zeich letalsna, zeich to have a nice beged. Hazar bekiddush yam, zeich malach gar beyayin, one who's makban and kiddush yam to make kiddush alkais. He's zeich to have lots of kegs of wine. Rafuna viragal the avichalav vatani a pisl of nag. Nagra, Rav Huna would regularly pass by the doorway of Rav Oven, who was a carpenter. Chazadavi Rugal Bashagatufa. He saw there used to light a lot of lights, and he was very makpin on the Chanukah Lecht, on the Shabbos Lecht, a lot of lights. Amar Trigav Ravi Manaf Macha. Based on this idea that Rugal Maner is Zeicha to Banu Timicham. By the way, I'm sorry, I don't think I explained it before. What's the connection between being Rugal and Ner and being Zeicha? Other connections are fairly obvious, right? Tzitzis is the Begin. Mezuzah is the house. Kiddush is wine. What's the connection between Rugal Baner and Banu Timicham? Because we say Kiner Mitzvah, Vitayra. The Torah is compared to a Ner. Ner mitzvah Torah is an R, and therefore one is Rugal B'ner will have Banu Tamid Chamim. Said Rav Huna, this family is going to have two Tamid Chamim. What happened? Amar Chegav Rav Yidafik Mahacha, Nafki Minei Rav Idi Bar Avin, Rav Chiyah Bar Avin. Rav Idi Bar Avin and Chiyah Bar Avin came out of the house of Rav Avin the carpenter because of his kepeda in lighting Neris. Rav Chizda Bar Rugal Davi Chalof Rav Tani Apischa. Rav Chizda would walk and pass by the doorway to Benashim Rav Shizvi of the Shizvi's father's house. Chazda Bar Rugal B'Shigur Tuva. He saw Rav Shizvi's parents were very makbet on candles and light. lighting as well. On the left, Amar Gav Rabba Nafmi Halacha. He said, "A Gav Rabba, a great person, will come out of this house." Nafmi Nair Shuzvi. Shuzvi indeed came out of this house. Taisa says, "Why in the first story were there two great people coming into the house?" I see it's bothering some people, Leon. And why in the second story is one person? What's the answer to Taisa's? Taisa says that in the first story there was a lot of lecht. He saw that the husband and wife were both makbid on air. The husband and wife were both makbid. Since the husband and wife were both makbid, they're zeichet to have two children that were Tamid Chamim. In the second story, it was one person that was being makbid. Seemingly, the Isher alone was being makbid. It wasn't so much the husband being makbid. It was more of Shizvi's mother was being makbid. And therefore, there's Zechet to have one son, of Shizvi, an amazing son. But there's Zechet to have one scholar, not necessarily two. Okay. To be sad, Rabbi having Ma'acher, Madakasla. The wife of Rabbi Yosef would delay lighting Shabbos lech. She obviously did not light after Shkia, after Shabbos started, Chas v'Shalom, but she lit very close. She didn't light with the 18 minutes to the 40 minutes of Yishlaim. She didn't light early enough. The puzzle says that the pillar of cloud at night, the pillar of cloud by day didn't stop, and the pillar of fire at night didn't stop. What do we learn from there? It's teaching you that they actually overlapped each other. There was never a moment of not having these pillars. The pillars overlap, so the one of day went into night. The one of night started already by day. So what do you learn from here? You learn from here that you should light earlier. Don't start lighting so close to Shabbos. So Savrulak Dume, so when she heard the basis message, the wife, she took it very seriously. She wanted to light really early, much earlier. We know you can't start Shabbos before Plag. You can't light early in the Plag, right? Even if you want to start Shabbos early, the earliest you're allowed to start Shabbos is Plag. If you light before Plag, it's garnished. You have to make a bracha again. It's nothing. Amalu Sava. So the elder said to her, Tanino Bavach Leaktim of Shleyacher, that we learned that it's okay, but as long as you don't light too early, you can't light too early. So light early, but not too early before Shabbos. Last lines, Amarava, Derachim Rabbanan, one who loves Tamil Chamim, Havli Ben Rabbanan. One who loves Tamil Chamim, it's like a midah, he'll have a loved one, a son, who's a Tamil Chacham. To make Rabbanan, one who honors Tamil Chamim, Havli Chasvanasa to Rabbanan. He'll have a son in law, that's a Tamil Chacham, one who gives covet to Tamil Chacham, he'll have a son in law, Tamil Chacham. To Rachel, the Dachel Rabbanan, one who has fear of Tamil Chamim, who gufe who have Tamil Rabbanan. One who fears Tamil Chamim, he himself will become a Tamil Chacham. V'ilah Barachi, but not every person is cut out to be Tamil Chacham. If he doesn't spend the time, as the Amvi Rashi points out, what does it mean, Ilah Barachi? If he's not someone that sits and learns, just because he fears Chachamim, if he's not someone that sits and learns, he won't become a Tamil Chacham. Big Yisayin. There's no shortcuts. If he's not sitting and learning, he won't become a Tamil Chacham, even though he has this integral ingredient of fearing Tamil Chamim, but he won't become one himself because he has to learn. So what's going to happen? Mishtam and Mila B'tziv Rabbanan. A person who fears Tamil Chacham, even if he doesn't learn, first of all, if he learns, he'll become a Tamil Chacham. And even if he doesn't learn, he won't become a Tamil Chacham himself. His advice, his words will be heeded the same way they listen to a Tamil Chacham because of that schus and the merit that he fears Tamil Chacham. He'll have that same level of insight and that same level of people listening to his words. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.